This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Bush und Richie machen Deutschland.
Imagine.
Das ist fantastisch, genau.
There's going to be some people getting in the car who haven't actually heard of the bucket competition, and they'll be like, what is this?
Because you will have had it maybe described to you by other people. What, Bush and Richie put stuff in a bucket that's been lent to them by Caleb from Kings of Leon? You've got to guess what it is. Surely not.
For later, all right, that drama. For now, drama in a week's time, because that's when we head off to Dortmund. Thanks to our friends at Tesco Mobile, they're helping us get across Europe, armed with a ball and two jumpers for goalposts to have a kickabout in Dortmund next Saturday. We've decided on a time, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, primarily because we remembered that obviously we still need to do a Saturday morning show.
Yeah, we'll do that.
There's always
a thing, isn't there?
Yeah, there's always a thing.
No offence to the Saturday show, but you can ever just go and enjoy yourself.
No. Bush and Rishi's summer Saturdays, then we'll go and have a kickabout in the afternoon. So, 4 o'clock, Westfalen Park in Dortmund next Saturday. All we'd need now, and this is where we're beginning to get a little bit concerned, is for people to turn up.
We're just trying to spread the word. So look, if you're going out to Germany for the Euros, maybe you've got German friends and family. Send the message, send up a flare. And, you know, it'd be nice to meet everybody as well. Even if we've not got enough people for a kickabout, it'd just be nice to sit down and have a chat with some people.
Yeah.
We're going to aim high, obviously. Also, as well, in other news here on Home Time, we're going to be spending some of our incredibly meagre show budget on... We're working on an advert that we're hoping to send out to Germany and maybe get it played on a few German radio stations or something.
Because that can rustle up some attention, obviously.
Imagine that. You're just filling up your car in somewhere in Berlin and you hear that make you drive to Dortmund, wouldn't
it? Of course you would, yeah.
You're going to hear... Our producer, Nick, is working on it as we speak. He's having a great time over there. Yeah. You're going to hear the first play of our official advert for Bush and Richie's Jumpers for Goalposts on this show.
So, to make sure that people come along to our kickabout next Saturday in Dortmund, we've made an advert so that it will get people there. Now, obviously, this advert needs to work in German as well. So, showing our bilingual expertise, here is the debut of our advert. Hi, Bush and Richie here from the Hometime Show on Absolute Radio in the United Kingdom.
Bush und Richie hier aus der Hometime Show auf Absolute Radio im Vereinigten Königreich.
We are coming to Dortmund, Germany on Saturday the 29th of June.
We'll be in the iconic Westfalen Park near the stadium at 4 p.m. with a football and two jumpers for goalposts.
Ein Fußball und zwei Jumper für Torpfosten.
We would love to see you there so we can have a kickabout to spread the love of the beautiful game with our European counterparts.
Goal!
Hey, that was miles offside. What are you talking about?
Where will we be?
Westfalen Park, Dortmund.
When will it be?
Saturday the 29th of June, 4 p.m.
Should everyone be clothed?
Yes, please. We've heard some strange stuff about people being naked in parks in Germany. That is not what we're doing, so please just wear shorts or something.
Bush and Richie's Jumpers for Goalposts, as Home Time does Germany.
Just please wear clothes.
Takeaway.
It's the actual bucket. It's their actual bucket. We're lucky enough to have it with us in the studio right now. And all week, we've been giving you the chance to try and work out what is in the bucket purely by sound.
And what was... We talked about this on last night's show. What's Caleb, the lead singer of the band, written on there again?
Caleb's bucket, do not touch.
Okay, so it really is their actual bucket.
It really is, yeah. Not great punctuation or spelling.
I don't think it's his forte. Writing songs, absolutely brilliant. Don't ask him to spell anything.
Now, because we've moved this forward by an hour, because we're aware the football's on after five...
We're good to you guys, aren't we?
You're going to hear an item that actually... It's office-based, OK? But you're only going to hear it once because it's going to get tipped in.
Now, we've moved it forwards, but it's kind of stationary. There's your clue.
See what you've done there.
There's your clue.
Could be quite a short clip.
Oh, yes! That's done it.
Here we go.
What was that? Give it a little shake around as well. Sounds like you're begging outside a tube station.
What is that the sound of? What's in Caleb's bucket? If you think you know... Our producer's actually left the studio for this.
He's in the other room just looking... I think he's happy not to be part of it.
I think he really is. Susan playing today. How are you, Susan?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Susan, tell us how your Thursday has been overall.
We've been driving along motorways for most of the day.
Okay.
We spent an hour and a half with my mother-in-law, who is 103 years old, in a care home.
Incredible.
We are on our way home to Colchester in Essex.
Oh, and how's your mother-in-law doing? Is she doing okay? It's an incredible age. She's obviously had a letter from the Queen then, in that case.
Oh, she has had a letter from the Queen. She can't believe that she's as old as she is.
Oh,
but
God bless her.
She thinks she's doing okay. Yeah,
amazing.
She's doing okay.
I suggest, respectfully, that if you win the Kings of Leon tickets, it might not be the mother-in-law that you take with you to Hyde Park.
Hey, she'd go on your shoulders.
Let's have a listen to what's getting tipped into the bucket, Kings of Leon's actual bucket. Here we go.
Okay.
Susan, for a pair of tickets to go and see the Kings of Leon at British Summertime in Hyde Park, what was that going in the bucket?
Paperclips.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. And it just shows the amount of resource that goes into that show, into this show. Just how many paperclips we've got there.
Thousands.
At our disposal. We've got hundreds of paperclips that we can use at any given time on this show.
We know it's not the mother-in-law, but who will go with you to Hyde Park, Susan?
Well, I think it'll be my other half, who's sitting here doing all the driving today.
God bless him. What's his name? Let's give him a mention.
Ted.
Big up Ted.
Ted.
Good to speak to you. Hello, Ted. Hello. Oh, he wants the limelight as well. You're going to Kings of Leon, Ted. Good on you, mate.
Good, great. Can't wait.
Can't really get a read on Ted there. Fantastic. We play Kings of Leon's Bucket one final time tomorrow.
Georgie says, I love that you're trying to persuade us that you've moved the Caleb's Bucket competition forward in the show because, quote unquote, the listeners care about the football. Okay, guys.
All I'm going to say is that's a slanderous statement and our legal team will be in touch.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie here with what will be an interesting final couple of hours of the show in a situation that is summed up by Georgie's text. She says, hi guys, sorry I can't hear you, the football's on.
Ah yes, there we are, the elephant in the room. Now, we need to tell you, the football is on. We're aware of England versus Denmark. Now, you won't be surprised to hear professionally, we don't have it on in the studio because we are concentrating firmly on the game.
We want to give you our full and undivided attention. And just to reiterate, we moved our 10 Weeks of Tickets competition, which would be in this hour of the show and obviously in the middle of the game, earlier, just so that you guys could have the best chance of getting those tickets to win your way to see Kings of Leon live.
You wouldn't want to miss out on that just because you were watching the football.
Because we just want the best for you. That's simply it.
Exactly. But the question is, and this is the elephant in the room, the question is, why are you listening right now, OK? Now, you may well be a fan of Scottish football or Welsh football or Irish football. You may not be a fan of football at all. And that might quite simply be why you're listening to this show still.
So what we're saying to you is, if you are listening right now, we're honoured and it's brilliant to have you with us.
We're thankful.
That. We're very, very thankful. We're just interested as to what your reasons are.
Yeah, because it's there. It's there staring you in the face. Not in this studio, because we don't have the game on.
We haven't got the game on.
We don't have the game on. But why are you choosing to listen to this show? Let us know. We're not watching the game. Why are you choosing to listen to us while the game is on? Text here says, because the garage decided at 4:55 that my car was ready to pick up.
Well, we're better for it because it means we've got your company. It's an amazing thing.
I'm fuming. Sorry, boys, says the text. Jackie says, why are we listening? Well, we listen to Absolute Radio all day. We have no interest in football. We are off to Edgbaston tonight to watch a T20.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Dave in Wigan with his bevy in his hand. Thankfully, I just had to double check that. He says, Bush and Richie, I'm recording the football. What I'm doing is I'm sunning myself, my belly and man moobs in the garden, and I'm listening to Home Time.
Kay, Tammy and Stacey are on their way to Summer Solstice listening to us in the car.
Oh, wow. I hope they haven't got any orange powder to muck stuff up with. Hey, Bush and Richie from Sandy Holt in sunny Bolton. Brand new listener. Thank you for the great station. Just on the way to Bolton Thai Boxing Club for some training.
It's a good survey. This, please do let us know. Why have you chosen to listen to Home Time tonight?
Hi to Frankie in Rotherham. He says, I'm listening because I love country music and I adore Absolute Radio Country. I'm currently painting my bedroom. I'm one of those rare men who do not like football, but I'm enjoying your show.
England versus Denmark. We're not watching here in the studio.
I'm watching it.
Quite thankful that we're not, actually, because we're hearing that Denmark have equalised. But
we don't know ourselves because we can't see it because we're not listening or watching
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But we are wondering why you've chosen to listen to us tonight when there is, obviously, a big event going on. Gary says, I'm in London. I always have Absolute Radio on when I watch football at home. I got fed up a long, long time ago of wittering commentators stating the obvious. So I'm listening to you guys whilst watching the football. Good luck in Dortmund. Surely you're going to need four jumpers.
Well, no, it's a game of Wembley, isn't it? So you have one goalie, which is Richie.
There you go.
Everyone versus everybody else.
Yeah.
And now we can listen to two wittering radio presenters and some music. I love this one. Lads, I'm listening to you whilst eating dinner with my daughter in the kitchen because I'm Irish and I have great taste in music and I couldn't care less about the football. I honestly don't even know if we have a football team anymore. Is Jason McAteer still a thing, says this person. Apparently, it says, my British husband is eating off his lap in the sitting room with the footy on. So we've divided households here.
Now, another nation here. Wayne, in South Queensbury, I'm fixing the shed door. I really don't care about England playing. Last night, I had to miss the Scotland game, though, due to already having brought tickets for Liam Gallagher in Glasgow. A big cheer went up when Scotland scored.
Mandy and Gary, how you doing? Bush and Richie were travelling through France on our way home from Spain to Liverpool, so listening in to motivate us on our long drive home. Good to have you on board.
Hey, next week when we go out to Dortmund, that could be us driving across various different countries.
That'll be good. We'll keep you posted.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Happens every Thursday night on this show. Find a word for it. We try and come up with a word for a situation or a thing in life that currently there's no word for it in the English dictionary.
Now, this is a situation that occurred to me earlier on today, so it's very pressing, very pertinent. So I was up in the main canteen area of our new building here, making myself a cup of coffee, and then our boss's boss.
The head honcho.
Head honcho walks through and says, hello, saw the video that you've got up on the socials recently about you and Bush doing your explanation about jumpers for goalposts heading out to Germany.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, I thought, this
management.
Is good. He's seen it. And he goes, very good, very good. And I was like, cool, great. Thank you very much. Glad you like it. See you, bye. Off he goes, and I'm immediately thinking, I should have said something funny like, I hope you weren't too intimidated by our sporting prowess or something like that. Didn't say that at the time, did I? Always those moments come once it's gone. You have a conversation, and then you think, oh, I should have said that. And there's no word for that.
Do you know what, also as well, this applies to kind of moments of rage. You're having an argument with someone. I had a shouting match with another cyclist a couple of days ago when I was cycling to the train station. And I won't say what I called him.
No, don't.
But afterwards I was thinking, this would have been more funny, or this would have been a bit more insightful, or a withering put down.
Yeah.
And it only comes to you after the fact, doesn't it? So it can be like a nice chat thing, but it can also be in terms of rage.
Exactly. It could be rage, could be nice chat, could be home, could be work, but there's no word for that situation. I'm going to suggest, it's a rather cumbersome one, shoulda, woulda, said her.
Shoulda, woulda, said her.
All right, it's a rather long word, but it's one of those shoulda, woulda, said her moments.
I'd call it a Columbo. You could go back and go, there's just one more thing.
That's very good.
So,
that is very good.
Shoulda, woulda, said her. Columbo, what is the right word for a situation where you think of great things to say after the fact?
This is great from Ed. He says the French have a phrase for this. They call it the wit of the staircase.
is that for real?
Yes.
That's what, you know, like, we'll get to these next week, but you know, obviously we're going to Germany next week. The Germans have got some amazing words for things as well.
Now, earlier on, spoke about this phrase in French that exists, the spirit of the stairway. Tim has said the actual French for it that they say is l'esprit de escalier.
Oh, that's, I think that's a brilliant, a beautiful phrase,
great,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely way with words, the French. Crisp, on the other hand, says chatnesia. Forgotten what you're going to say.
The
big moments there. Mark says after chat.
Graham in Cardiff coming up with teacher's comments. Could have done better.
Oh, I like that.
It's clever.
I like that you have to work it through in your own mind. And Nunyan on Twitter says, what ifery?
Helen in Southampton comes up with conversation retrogret.
Oh, this is good.
That's good, isn't it?
I mean, I know we've questioned whether people are listening to us at this point, given that the England game's on, but people are not only listening, but they're on form, you guys. So keep them coming in.
Much like us, because they're not watching either, like we are.
We're not watching the game. We're concentrating on you guys. Kira has texted to say, absolutely radio on in every room in our house all day. Football or not, footy currently on mute for the husband. Absolutely radio keeping me company as I once again do overtime. Stellar soundtrack as always. Thank you so much.
Well, yes, the universe is saying that all those other rooms where the football was on, they're not having a great time at the moment.
It's like a darkness there. There's a real darkness. Stay away from it.
Just sensing it, because we're not watching it.
Not watching the game. Not going to be doing that.
Find a word for that feeling of walking away from a conversation and thinking of things that you should have said that would have been better. Kind of thing that Gareth Southgate might be thinking about his halftime team talk or something or other. So we hear. We're deciding... Shake of the head.
Just a shake of the head?
Shake of the head. Just fancy shaking your head.
Just shaking my head, that's all.
Conversation retrograde from Helen in Southampton is tonight's winning phrase on Final Word 4. It's brilliant. It's highbrow. It's right up there. That's going in the dictionary. Conversation retrograde. Well done, Helen.
Well done. We've had a bit of French this evening as well.
Yes.
You guys have been on form.
The Daily Takeaway. Richie's Daily Takeaway.